tell you something. You live in a great city, all right? Houston rocks. A great city. This is not the rest of the world. The rest of the country is fucking fat white chicks with black eyes, all right? And God, you give me another beer, woman! America is white trash. Don't ever get confused. It's a melting pot. Yeah, whatever, dude. There's a reason why tornadoes only hit specific areas, okay, folks? It's because God hates white trash. Tornadoes are attracted by the smell of bush beer and macaroni and cheese. You add that to Kool-Aid and pro wrestling, and everybody in the Winnebago is fucked. That is not a natural disaster. That's the finger of the Lord pointing down on disease spots on the map, going, why are you fucking your kinfolk? That wrestling ain't real. Right? And everybody who lives, they all get abducted by the aliens. Every fucking one of them. They get picked up, they stick something, send them back to that trailer park, looking a little dizzy. I always get that when they interview them after the tornado, what are you going to do now? You know they've been abducted, right? They're like, what are you going to do now? Well, I'm just going to rebuild. I've been here all my life. There was a little gray man in my garage last night. He told me I'm special. I got a message for all y'all. That's when you know you don't have to listen. Like, what? Who's the message for? All y'all. They might have been lying to you, dude. Oh, come on, man. They picked me out from everybody else. So many people don't believe in the aliens, but all I have to know is that the government tells you they don't exist.
Oh, there's no evidence.
But yet they spend hundreds of millions of dollars trying to talk to them. You know, like they got that SETI program, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. It's a radio dish that sends radio signals out of the galaxy. It costs hundreds of millions of dollars. No money for to fix the streets, no money for education, no money to hire more cops. But you had hundreds of millions of dollars for this radio dish. Now, you know how long it takes for a radio signal to get out of the galaxy? 35 million years. It means they send out,
hello, is anybody out there?
And 70 million years later,
what?
They know something. They just don't know enough, and they're fucking scared. They don't want to tell us. They hide shit from us. The only time the government's ever told Americans that there was actually real UFOs was in 1947 in Roswell, New Mexico. Very famous case. Ever heard of that, right? Yeah, they actually printed in the paper, we have recovered a crashed UFO and alien bodies. The next day they said, oh, we made a mistake. It was just a balloon. Well, what about the aliens?
Those are Mexicans. Apparently they were drinking, they were in the balloon, some shenanigans took place. They mistook the balloon for a piñata. It's nothing to worry about. It's a common mistake. Very common to misinterpret the Mexicans.
They know shit. They just don't tell you. I went to astronaut. You gotta be an astronaut to learn shit. And then they kill you if you tell anybody. You know, that's a fucking freaky job, man. Fucking flying in space. Like, God bless that John Glenn, huh? Fucking 77 years old. Kicking ass! Fucking 77 flies into space. I love that! That's a man! And plus, I love that because that gives me ammunition against old fucking douchebags that are always complaining.
And they go, what about when you got to be my age?
Fuck you, John Glenn! He's flying around the fucking planet! You're breaking your hip every time you brush your teeth, you wrinkled old cocksucker!
You don't understand. When you get to be my age,
you gotta fucking move! Do something! Do some fucking squats! Walk around the block! You wonder why you're fucking tired all the time? Oh, that goddamn John Glenn raising the bar. Fucking damn it! I had it good.
Respect for your elders. Respect me.
Hey, look at my act is so fucked up. I've had so many old people come up. Like, old people are funny, man. Some old people are really cool. But other old people, they come up to me after the show, you need to listen to me. You're a fucking asshole! You're an 80-year-old asshole! If I knew you when you were 20, I would fucking hate you then. You just survived! Have respect for everybody. You don't like my act? Who's the fucking idiot? You sat through it for an hour, you stupid piece of shit. Didn't you figure out what the fuck it was all about after 5 minutes? What, do you think it was going to bust out Christian songs after the first 15? Come on, we're different. Now go home and kill yourself. I don't want to hear it. There's old people that are great. We're all just people. You respect everyone. Respect kids.